questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear an interview with a 17-year-old boy called Eric who went cycling across the USA with his dad.
Eric, you've recently returned from a cycle trip with your dad across the USA. Why did you want to do this ride?
I suppose the usual reason for doing something as mad as cycling 5,000 kilometres in just 2 months is to make thousands of pounds for various charities. We certainly did that and spent large amounts of time with each other too, which was wonderful. We decided to go though because we fancied doing something really different during the summer holidays.
What made you choose to go across the USA and not other countries?
We'd thought about going through Central Asia, but you need lots of different visas, all of which take ages to arrange. With the USA, there was none of that. One country means one visa. It's a shame that I didn't get to practice speaking any other languages, though. I'd wondered about how safe some of the cities would be, but they were fine.
How did you feel as you set off?
I was expecting to be so keen to set off that I wouldn't be able to sit still. When the time arrived, though, my dad and I both felt pretty calm, which I found quite amazing. I don't think either of us had any worries about not finishing the ride. We were very confident.
What was a typical day like?
Every day was different. Some were good and some were quite difficult, but all were good experience. It wasn't actually how far we rode that made a day good or bad. It was more what happened. Having a long conversation with some of the local people seemed to make us even happier than feeling the sun on our faces.
And how did you and your dad get along?
We've always got on really well. So although we didn't agree about everything on the trip, we were always able to deal with any arguments, which didn't happen often. And although we spoke about a few of the things that are important to us, over the 2 months we learnt it was okay to spend a few hours saying absolutely nothing too.
And have you got plans for doing more cycling?
I'm in my final year at school now, and I need to do well to get to university. So it wouldn't be the best time for me to go cycling across Australia or wherever. Rather than just going out on weekend rides, though, I'd much prefer to enter some competitions, over shorter distances, of course. I've never tried that before.
Good luck, Eric.
Now listen again.
Eric, you've recently returned from a cycle trip with your dad across the USA. Why did you want to do this ride?
I suppose the usual reason for doing something as mad as cycling 5,000 kilometres in just 2 months is to make thousands of pounds for various charities. We certainly did that and spent large amounts of time with each other too, which was wonderful. We decided to go though because we fancied doing something really different during the summer holidays.
What made you choose to go across the USA and not other countries?
We'd thought about going through Central Asia, but you need lots of different visas, all of which take ages to arrange. With the USA, there was none of that. One country means one visa. It's a shame that I didn't get to practice speaking any other languages, though. I'd wondered about how safe some of the cities would be, but they were fine.
How did you feel as you set off?
I was expecting to be so keen to set off that I wouldn't be able to sit still. When the time arrived, though, my dad and I both felt pretty calm, which I found quite amazing. I don't think either of us had any worries about not finishing the ride. We were very confident.
What was a typical day like?
every day was different. Some were good and some were quite difficult, but all were good experience. It wasn't actually how far we rode that made a day good or bad. It was more what happened. Having a long conversation with some of the local people seemed to make us even happier than feeling the sun on our faces.
And how did you and your dad get along?
We've always got on really well. So although we didn't agree about everything on the trip, we were always able to deal with any arguments, which didn't happen often. And although we spoke about a few of the things that are important to us, over the 2 months, we learnt it was okay to spend a few hours saying absolutely nothing too.
And have you got plans for doing more cycling?
I'm in my final year at school now, and I need to do well to get to university, so it wouldn't be the best time for me to go cycling across Australia or wherever. Rather than just going out on weekend rides, though, I'd much prefer to enter some competitions, over shorter distances, of course. I've never tried that before.
Good luck, Eric.
That is the end of part 4.